आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस। सीवियर साइक्लोन दाना टू मेक लैंडफॉल बिटवीन भितरकनिका एंड धामरा अलोंग उड़ीसा कोस्ट लेट टुनाइट। ऑल स्कूल्स एंड कॉलेजेस क्लोज टिल टुमारो इन उड़ीसा। Indian Railways to set up 9 round-the-clock war rooms to promptly restore rail services along East Coast. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to arrive in India on a 3-day visit to co-chair intergovernmental consultations with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to inaugurate second edition of Chanakya Defence Dialogue in New Delhi today. Jammu and Kashmir Police releases pictures of 2 foreign terrorists involved in Sunday's Gagangir attack. And in cricket, second test between India and New Zealand to begin this morning in Pune. The severe cyclone Dana, formed over the east central Bay of Bengal, is set to make landfall along the Odisha coast somewhere between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra late tonight. India Meteorological Department IMD has predicted wind speeds of 100 to 120 km per hour during the landfall of Dana, and the landfall process will continue till early morning of tomorrow with widespread impact to the region. The severe cyclone is 280 km from Paradeep and 310 km from Dhamra off Odisha coast, and it is moving at a speed of 15 km per hour in the Bay of Bengal. Kendrapara, Baleswar, Mayurbhanj, Jagatsinghpur and Bhadrak districts of Odisha will be worst affected by Dana, along with very heavy to extremely heavy rainfalls, while the 9 other districts of the state will also experience heavy rainfalls under its impact. All air services from and to Biju Patnaik International Airport at Bhubaneswar have been cancelled from 5 this evening till 9 tomorrow morning. People living in low-lying areas and coastal areas are being shifted to multi-purpose cyclone centres. All schools, colleges, universities and many government institutions have been closed till tomorrow. Leaves of doctors and government employees have been cancelled, while a large number of passenger trains have also been cancelled. Fishermen have been banned from entering the sea. We have more from a correspondent.
The Bay of Bengal along Odisha coast has been rough since this morning with high tides and heavy winds. Rains have started in many coastal districts including Baleswar, Bhadrak, Kendrapara, Jagatsinghpur and Puri. As severe cyclone Dana is set to landfall tonight on the Odisha coast. The IMD has said rainfalls and wind speed will increase on and off Odisha coast this evening, while high tidal waves up to 2 to 3 meters are expected along the coast. The state government has opened cyclone control rooms in various districts, while ministers have been given charge of red zone districts predicted by the IMD. The government plans to shift 90% of the population living in low-lying areas to multi-purpose cyclone centers by 11 this morning. More than 40 flights and about 200 trains have been cancelled today and tomorrow, as all coastal districts and some interior districts are likely to experience extremely to very heavy rainfall from this evening till tomorrow morning. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
In view of the severe cyclone Dana, 9 round-the-clock dedicated war rooms will be established to promptly restore rail services amid red alert along East Coast. The decision was taken in the meeting chaired by Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav to review the preparedness by the concerned zonal railways, which includes East Coast Railway and South Eastern Railway. Meanwhile, Indian Coast Guard has also implemented a series of preventive measures to safeguard lives and property loss ahead of the landfall of Cyclone Dana. The ICG has been closely monitoring the situation and has taken proactive steps to ensure preparedness for dealing with any emergency arising from the cyclone's impact. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz will be on a 3-day visit to India beginning today for the 7th Intergovernmental Consultations, IGC. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Chancellor Scholz will co-chair the intergovernmental consultations tomorrow. The IGC is a whole-of-government framework under which ministers from both sides hold discussions in their respective areas of responsibility and report on the outcome of the deliberations to the Prime Minister and the Chancellor. Both the leaders will hold bilateral talks tomorrow to discuss enhanced security and defence cooperation, deeper economic cooperation. Our correspondent reports that both leaders will also address the 18th Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business. More from a correspondent.
The Asia-Pacific Conference of German Business is a biennial event for business leaders, executives and political representatives from Germany and the countries in the Indo-Pacific. It is expected to give a further fillip to trade and investment ties between the two countries. About 650 top business leaders and CEOs from Germany, India and other countries are expected to participate in the event. Given its key role in the EU, Germany is one of India's most important partners in Europe. India and Germany are cooperating in the fields of agriculture, application of artificial intelligence and digital technologies, urban mobility, sustainable development and interaction between startups. Suparna Sekia, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in New Delhi after attending the BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi held bilateral meetings with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and newly elected Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian on the sidelines of the summit. Mr. Modi also held bilateral meetings with the President of Uzbekistan, Mr. Shavkat Mirziyoyev, and His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, President of the United Arab Emirates. In his meeting with Chinese President, Prime Minister Modi underscored the importance of properly handling differences and disputes between India and China and not allowing them to disturb peace and tranquility. During the meeting, the two leaders affirmed that stable, predictable and amicable bilateral relations between India and China will have a positive impact on regional and global peace and prosperity. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani on the 27th of October. It will be the 115th episode of the monthly radio program. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts and log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will inaugurate the second edition of his flagship international seminar, the Chanakya Defence Dialogue, in New Delhi today. The minister will launch the Indian Army's Green Initiative 1.0 and digitization of IA 1.0. The minister will deliver a keynote address on India's vision for development and security, underscoring the importance of comprehensive security in achieving Viksit Bharat at 2047. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi will address the audience, highlighting the Indian Army's significant contributions to nation-building, including initiatives aligned with Atmanirbhar Bharat. Jammu and Kashmir Police has released the photographs of two foreign terrorists involved in the Sunday's terror attack on a workers' camp in the Ganderbal district. The photographs were developed from footage recorded by CCTV cameras installed inside the camp in Gagangir area in Ganderbal. Police had said earlier that two foreign terrorists had entered the workers' camp in the evening in the Gagangir area and fired indiscriminately at the unarmed innocent civilians. Seven people, including six non-local workers and a local doctor, were killed in this dastardly attack. Jharkhand Mukti Morcha JMM has released the third list of five candidates. The party has released the name of 41 candidates so far. Chamra Linda, who was a rebel party candidate during the last Lok Sabha elections, has been given ticket from Bishunpur Assembly constituency. Allegations and counter-allegations between NDA and INDIA have intensified ahead of the Jharkhand Assembly elections. BJP Jharkhand Assembly election co-in-charge Himanta Biswa Sharma alleged that Hemant Soren government is responsible for infiltration of Bangladeshi and Rohingyas in the state and this election is to save Jharkhand.
JMM ने ये सोच के रखा है कि बांग्लादेश से लोग आएगा और हमें सरकार बनाने में मदद करेगा भारतीय जनता पार्टी का सरकार बनेगा कानून का रास्ता से हम झारखंड में एनआरसी बनाऊंगा और एक एक करके घुसपैठियों को कानून का रास्ता से भगाऊंगा ये हमारा सबसे प्राथमिक काम होगा.
On the other hand, Chief Minister and Executive President of JMM, Hemant Soren, said BJP is poaching his party leaders and misguiding people in the name of development.
आज ये लोग झूठा आश्वासन, झूठा राशन और झूठी बातें बोल करके लोगों को चुनाव में दिग्भ्रमित करने का काम करता है। आप ही लोग बताइए, पूरा का पूरा इनके षड्यंत्र के साथ टक्कर देते हुए हम लोगों ने ये पूरे 5 साल का कार्यकाल पूरा किया है।
Tomorrow is the last day for nomination for the first phase of Jharkhand Assembly elections. 225 candidates have so far filed their nominations for the first phase of the polling. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the roundtable on the disaster resilient infrastructure on the sidelines of the World Bank and IMF annual meetings in Washington, D.C., USA last night. During the meeting, Mrs. Sitharaman stressed on the danger of the development gains being undercut by increasing climate-induced risks to infrastructure and the critical services it supports. The minister also participated in the Global Sovereign Debt Roundtable on the sidelines of the World Bank and IMF annual meetings. During the meeting, she urged multilateral institutions to focus on the core competencies and strengthen themselves for the global good. In Turkey, at least 5 people were killed and 22 others injured in an attack on the Turkish Aerospace Industries headquarters near Ankara yesterday. Security forces neutralized 2 terrorists during the incident. In retaliation, Turkey's Air Force targeted Kurdish militant positions in Iraq and Syria, claiming to have destroyed more than 30 targets in the aerial offensive. In cricket, the second test match between India and New Zealand will begin today at Maharashtra Cricket Association Stadium in Pune from 9:30 a.m. IST. Rohit Sharma-led India will try to make a comeback in the series after they lost the first test at Bengaluru. The hosts are currently trailing the 3-match series with 1-0. We have more from a correspondent.
Men in blue will have everything at stake as they face a confident New Zealand in the highly anticipated second test of the 3-match series. Rohit Sharma-led side will aim to bounce back after losing the first test in Bengaluru. New Zealand secured a historic victory at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium, marking their first test win in India since 1988 and just their third in 37 matches on Indian soil. With the race for the World Test Championship final heating up, India cannot afford another slip-up, especially with the challenging Border Gavaskar Trophy series coming up in late November. India has been in this position before, after being 1-0 down in home series against Australia in 2017 and England in 2021 and 2024, where they managed to come back and win each time. It remains to be seen whether India can turn the tables on the Kiwis or if the visitors will rewrite history. Manik Sharma, Akashvani, Sports Desk.
In tennis, the Indo-Australian duo of Rohan Bopanna and Matthew Ebden will face the British pair of Neil Skupski and New Zealand Michael Venus in the quarterfinal of the men's doubles at the Vienna Open today. The match is scheduled to start at 4:50 p.m. IST. Earlier, the second-seeded pair defeated Dutch player Robin Haase and German star Alexander Zverev with a score of 2-6, 7-5, 10-5 in the round of 16. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to VC Pramod.
Thank you, Abhishek. The 16th BRICS summit in Kazan, Russia is covered prominently by the dailies on their front pages. The Asian Age quotes the Prime Minister saying that BRICS India backs dialogue, diplomacy to end global conflicts. At bilateral, PM and Xi agree to work out fair, reasonable border solution, reports the Tribune. Financial Express quoting Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman says, China investment curbs to stay. In related news, the Times of India reports anti-dumping duty imposed on 5 Chinese products. Goldman Sachs cuts Indian equities to neutral on slowing growth, states the Business Standard. Yogi Bhagwat script new strategy, writes the Pioneer, about the meeting between UP CM Yogi Adityanath and the RSS chief. And finally, Vande Bharat sleeper train to be ready for testing by November 15th, reports the Hindu Business Line. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Pramod. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Severe cyclone Dana to make landfall between Bhitarkanika and Dhamra along Odisha coast late tonight. All schools and colleges closed till tomorrow in Odisha. Indian Railways to set up 9 round-the-clock war rooms to promptly restore rail services along East Coast. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz to arrive in India on a 3-day visit to co-chair intergovernmental consultations with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh to inaugurate second edition of Chanakya Defence Dialogue in New Delhi today. Jammu and Kashmir police releases pictures of 2 foreign terrorists involved in Sunday's Gagangir attack. And in cricket, second test between India and New Zealand to begin this morning in Pune. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.